My name is Jim Weber. I was a neighbor, and I hope a friend to Mr. Faust and Mrs. Faust. We got to know him in late 97. Dr. Lohr's daughter was looking for a house for us, and she showed us several, and we just wasn't happy. And we wanted to move out in the county. She said, well, I have a place, and let's go look at it. And on the way, she said, I'm going to tell you, there's a couple that live across the road. And that alone makes this house valuable. They're good people. They're people of the land. So we saw it, met the Faust, and my life changed. I'm a Yankee, and he didn't hold that against me. And we never, ever had a discussion about my adequacies or the fact that he was so blessed. And we would sit and talk, and it didn't matter what. He knew. He had an opinion on everything. And if he told you something, it was the absolute truth or what he knew to be the truth. I don't think you could have held a gun on the man and made him tell an untruth. We'd be in the garden, and he would quote scripture. And I accepted whatever he said because he was a man of God. He didn't wear it on his lapel. He lived it in his daily life. Every day that he got up, I know he appreciated that day. He would speak of his mother, and he helped his mother. And I know he grew up in some hard times because my people did. But he never complained. It was whatever needed to be done is what they did. He showed me how to plant a garden. I didn't even know how deep to plant a seed. I'd have buried them and they'd have never come up. But he was patient to no end. It doesn't matter what we were doing. He just would just stick with it. And I'd have done cussed two sailors out by then. But he just wouldn't get angry about nothing. I never saw the man lose his wits. He just worked at it. He was going to get it done. It wasn't going to beat him. He was going to beat it. Had the garden next to the house, and he'd say in the morning what we're going to do. And I'd say, okay, come knock on the door or give me a call before you leave the house. Well, he wouldn't do that. There's a green bucket sitting right outside my kitchen window on the other side of the garden. That's where he would sit, and he would just stare up at the house. And we would look out the window and see him, and then I'd go down. And I'd say, why didn't you call me? Oh, it won't bother you. I knew you'd be here. And we'd work in the garden. He had the sawmill there at his place. And a couple years ago, he started talking about getting that sawmill going. And I said, well, you know, there wasn't many trees in my neighborhood when I was a kid growing up, so I don't know nothing about trees. But I said, I'll help you, whatever you want to do. Well, in just the past couple of months, we must have knocked down 30 trees. Of course, it took a while because we'd knock them down and we'd have to sit down and talk about how they fell, how much we had to do with them. But it was just so much fun. I told him, I said, Mr. Faust, you're the best boss outside of my wife that I've ever had. And he said, boss? I ain't your boss. I said, sure you are. He said, well, if you think I'm a good boss, I said, yes, because You do two-thirds of the work, and we get 30-minute breaks. I said, it's just good. It's just good to be with you. But I want to say what a privilege I feel being asked to do this. I didn't think I could do it. I prayed on it. I talked to my priest, and he assured me that I would be okay. I'm so glad I've been here. I don't know what anybody's connection is with Mr. Faust, but I won't miss him. I'll see him in the garden. I'll see him coming across the road. I'll see him when I drive by the woods. I'll see him everywhere. And I'll thank God every day that I met him. I light a candle for my parents and my brothers who have gone on before me. I'll light another candle now every time I go to Mass for Mr. Faust. He made such an impression on me. I spoke with a brother of mine last night, my only living brother. And I said, I sure wanted you to meet this guy. He said, Jimmy, I'm sorry I didn't. He said, I know it was a loss. He had to have been a good man. I said he was the best. And I believe that in my heart. So I thank you for listening to me. And again, I thank you, Ms. Faust. I appreciate it.